So how are you feeling about tonight?
We're really excited. It's kind of, it's nice to, this is the last gig that we'll do for in the UK for our first album. So it's quite nice to kind of end up playing, you know, the same kind of shows that we started playing a couple of years ago.
Yeah, and obviously doing it in a house is very different to what you're used to doing, festivals and big gigs. What's the difference? How does that?
Well, the first time we did so far, it sort of forced us to figure out how to do things acoustically, because our music, you know, it was a bedroom album that I wrote and, you know, we made with our friend in his tiny little studio, so it was quite sort of electronic and computer based, and, you know, it's us, it, like, you know, making a lot of noise in rehearsal rooms and figuring out how to get this, like, quite, like, large sounding album out live. So then when we were asked to come play So Far the first time a couple of years ago, it forced us to sort of strip the songs right back to what they, you know, to their, like, bare components. And yeah, so I don't know, it was a nice challenge at the time. And then obviously, like, going off, being lucky enough to go off around the world and play lots of shows and do lots of acoustic sessions and radio stations, it was kind of quite a good, like, initial testing ground.
And you've got quite a few gigs going on around the world, and you haven't got many in the UK, but you're going to be at Reading, is that right?
We are, yeah, we are. We wanted to take a bit of a break to work on the album, basically. We've been working on it on our second album, kind of on the road and on tour, and the guy that I co-produce with, he's been coming on tour with us, and we've been setting up little studios backstage and in hotel rooms and stuff. But I think we just wanted to take a bit of a break from the UK.
Can you tell us much about the album?
New one.
Yeah.
Having a lot of fun making it. You know, we sort of just want to experiment and we don't want to repeat ourselves. We want to, you know, try new sounds. We didn't have any guitar on the first album, so we've got quite a lot on this next record. So I think it'll be a bit like a slightly tougher, harder sounding record. But it's weird. There's somewhere between kind of harder, like heavier rock and R&B, and sort of finding a way to marry the two. And I don't know. But I guess ultimately, it's still us writing the songs and it's still us producing it. So, you know, I'm sure it won't be as madly different as I think it is in my head.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're just having fun with it. We just want to make an album that we like, we had fun making, and, you know, we're the ones that will hopefully get to go off and play it every night for the next couple of years. So
it's something you enjoy then.
Yeah. I just, you know, like all of our, there's like a lot, quite a lot of imagination in our songwriting, in the sense that, like, a lot of the sort of stories of the songs are kind of, you know, taken from films and literature and stuff like that. So it's quite nice to sort of just come up with a new batch of stories.
And one last question, how does it feel to be able to support War Child at the gig tonight?
It's great. I mean, you know, being in a band is a very weird job, and I guess anything that you can do to help contribute to, you know, a charity who are as amazing as War Child is, it's great. You know, it's such a weird endeavour, playing music for a job, and it's quite a, you know, a bizarre thing to do. So, you know, in any way that's possible to help out, War Child's an amazing cause, and what they do is great, and it's got a long sort of heritage, it's got a long history of involvement with music, and, you know, it's nice to be involved and, you know, help out in whatever tiny way we can.